A very good evening to all brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. Today is 27 already, May 2025. Almost half year is gone. So another half year to go. So it's a Tuesday class. We will be having our sharing from this book, The Wonderful Dhamma, Lotus Flower Sutta. As usual, let us assemble together, then we will have our physical puja. Come. Let us compose our mind, develop the sadha virya, then mindfully we shall proceed with the puja chanting. Namo Bun Si Shi Xia Moni Fo. Namo Bun Si Shi Xia Moni Fo. Namo Bun Si Shi Xia Moni Fo. Namo Guan Si Yin Pu Sa. Namo Guan Si Yin Pu Sa. Namo Guan Si Yin Pu Sa. Namo A Mi Tho Fo. Namo A Mi Tho Fo. Namo A Mi Tho Fo. Namo Mi Lo Fo. Namo Mi Lo Fo. Namo Mi Lo Fo. Namo Yao Si Fo. Namo Yao Si Fo. Namo Yao Si Fo. Namo Pusyam Pusa. Namo Pusyam Pusa. Namo Pusyam Pusa. Namo Tisangwang Pusa. Namo Tisangwang Pusa. Namo Tisangwang Pusa. Namo Pho Pusa. Namo Pho Pusa. Namo Pho Pusa. Arahaṃ Sammasambuddho Bhagavā. Buddhang Bhagavantang Abhivademi. Swakato Bhagavata Dhammo Dhammang Namasami. Supatipanno Bhagavato Savaka Sangho Sanghang Namami. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa. Buddhang Saranang Gacchami. Dhammang Saranang Gacchami. Sanghang Saranang Gacchami. Tutiyampi Buddhang Saranang Gacchami. Tiyampi Dhammang Saranang Gacchami. Dutiyampi Sanghang Nang Gacchami. Tatiyampi Buddhang Saranang Gacchami. Tatiyampi Dhammang Saranang Gacchami. Tatiyampi Sanghang Saranang Gacchami. Panati Patta Viramani Sikkha Padang Samadhiyami. Adina Dana Viramani Sikkha Padang Samadhiyami. Kame Sumichachara Viramani Sikkha Padang Samadhiyami. Musavada Viramani Sikkha Padang Samadhiyami. Sura Miraya Majapamadatana Viramani Sikkha Padang Samadhiyami. Ganna Sarappa Dittena Dipena Tamadangsina Tiloka Dipang Sambuddhang Pujayami Tamonodang. Ganda Sambara Yutena Dupena Hang Suganghina Pujaye pujaniyang tang puja bhajana muttamang vanna ganda gunupetang etang kusuma santatin pujayami monindasa siri pada sarorohe pujemi buddhang kusumena nena punnena mattena ca hotu mukhang pupang milayati yata idang me kayo tata yati vinasa bhavang adivasetu nobante paniyang parikapitang anukampang upadaya patigan hatu mutamang adivasetu nobante pale parikapitang anukampang upadaya patigan hatu mutamang adivasetu nobante bojanang parikapitang anukampang upadaya patigan hatu mutamang. Now we shall chant the puja aspiration based on our understanding of the significance of all this puja offering. Significance of offering of light. May this offering of light to the Buddha bring forth the causes and conditions to illuminate our mind and help arise the needed clarity and understanding to dispel all darkness or ignorance therein. Significance of offering of water. May this offering of pure, clear, cool water lead us to the pure, clear Dhamma that cools and doses off the fires of all defilements within our mind. Significance of offering of incense. May our morality, virtue, and understanding shine forth far and wide, just like the fragrance of this incense, which we are offering to the Blessed One, who is perfect in wisdom and virtue. Significance of offering of fruits. May this offering of fruits remind us of the Dana Parami of generosity and the fruit of our karma, so that we will diligently strive on with heedfulness to attain the path and fruition soon as possible. Significance of offering of flowers. May this constant offering of flowers to the Blessed One strengthen our faith and constantly remind us of the impermanence of this body, so that we will diligently and sincerely on to cultivate sila, samadhi, and panya, leading to ultimate liberation, the bond-free nibbana. Making of overall aspiration. By the power of all these merits, born of these offerings, may our spiritual faculties of sadha, virya, sati, samadhi, and panya be further strengthened until they become balas of power, sharing and transfer merits to all beings. May this merits be shared and transferred to all beings without exception, especially to those who have the condition and affinity to receive them. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, let us pay respect to Pajam. Buddhang pujami. Dhammang pujami. Sanghang pujami. So remember to develop the four support so that it can help you stabilize your inner awareness. The inner awareness is your true mind. When you are without thought, that awareness nature manifests. So the four support is to help you develop it. The first support is always relax, body and mind, completely relax. When you are completely relaxed, means you are at ease. You got no problem, no issue. Means physically, mentally, you are at ease. Relax, just relax. Body and mind, completely relax. Then maintain the inner awareness, the nature which is just aware. Be with it and maintain it. Whatever arises, just aware. As a human being, we are a conscious being capable of becoming conscious. Conscious of what we see, what we hear, what we smell, what we taste, what we tactile feel and think. These are the six basic senses that give rise to the six types of correspondent or corresponding sense or consciousness. So whatever happens, when sense data imprint onto one of our senses, that respective sense or consciousness will manifest. So when it arises, it has to come from one of these senses. Just maintain awareness. Whatever arises, aware, finish. Or aware, silent, no more thinking, no more movement of thought process. So this is a very good way to maintain awareness. So the third support is maintaining this awareness until you are without thought most of the time. Most of the time you are just aware, 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 finish. That's why the pure awareness-based meditation is not a meditation that verbalizes or develop internal mental chattering. No. That's why I say don't try to know. Don't try to do. Because the knowing is always by the thought, through perception, through memory, through knowledge. That's how you come to know things. That's how you arise perception. So don't try to know, means don't do all those things. Just silent. Maintain awareness. Then doing also same. When you talk about doing, who is doing the meditation? The thought that is active is trying to do meditation. When thought is active, how can you meditate? You are arising more sankhara activity, more thought-based activity. That's why thought-based movement and activity cannot bring about awareness. To be aware is not to arise any thought. So the first three support is very powerful. Relax, maintain awareness, and stabilizing the awareness. Then after that, whatever happened, don't try to know, don't try to follow, don't try to do. Just silence everything. And allow the mind to settle down on its own until you can perceive or realize the tranquility and stillness of mind, until the true mind manifest, until all thought activity, sankhara movement cease. To realize that is the beginning of realizing the true mind, the inner awareness nature. So you just be patient, maintain awareness, silent, relax, maintain awareness, and stabilize the awareness. Then your mind will slowly, slowly settle down and finally enter sati. When it enters sati, it will stabilize your inner awareness. Then all your activity and movement will be like magnified without thought. then you will start to understand many things. That is the silent mind meditating. And the silent mind is your true mind, your meditative mind, your inner awareness nature. The silent mind. Okay, with that, I will let you meditate on your own. I will set the alarm for 30 minutes. Okay, you can slowly, mindfully come out of the meditation. Try to maintain whatever inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness that you have developed for as long as you can. Invocation to the devas. In this universe, in the entirety, let the deities or devas come here. Let them hear the good teachings of the King of Sages, which gives heaven and release. Nibbana. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. Samanta Chirakawalisu Atra Gacchantu Devata Saddhammang Muni Rajasa Sunantu Sakka Mokkadang Dhamma Svanan Kalo Ayang Badanta Dhamma Svanan Kalo Ayang Badanta Dhamma Svanan Kalo Ayang Badanta Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa Iti peso bhagava arahaṃ sammā sambuddho Vijjācarana sampanno sugato lokavido Anuttaraṃ puṇisadhamma sārati Sattā deva manusānaṃ Buddho Bhagavati Swakato Bhagavata Dhammo Sanditiko Akkaliko Ehi Paseko Opanayiko Pachyatang Veditabo Vinohiti Supatipanno bhagavato sakkasangho Ujjupatipanno bhagavato sakkasangho Nyayapatipanno bhagavato sakkasangho Samichi patipanno bhagavato sakkasangho Yadidang chatari purisa yukani Atta purisa pukala Esa bhagavato sakkasangho Ahuneyo pahuneyo Dakkineyo Anjali Karaniyo Anuttaraṃ Puṇyaṃ Khetaṃ Lokasati Sadhu Sadhu Sadhu. Okay, you all can be seated then. We will continue from where we stopped. Okay, we are at this part of the sutta. You should quickly escape the three rhyme, for then we shall attain. Oh, sorry, for then you shall attain the three vehicles. The vehicles are the Savaka, the Pachekas, and the Supreme Vehicle, Buddhahood. Here, the commentary said, you is plural, referring to everyone, not just one person. He said, all of you should not linger, but should quickly escape the three rhyme. Do not forget to return to your hometown. Give me a minute. Okay, sorry for the call. I need to take this call because something important. They have supposed to return something to me to check. Okay, we could continue from just now where I stopped. I read again. Here the you is plural, referring to everyone, not just one person. He said, all of you should not linger, but should quickly escape the three rhymes. Do not forget to return to your hometown. Means from where you come from, the source. You should cultivate at once so that you may transcend the three rhymes. So these are the three rhymes, refer to the form rhyme, the sensual rhyme, and the formless rhyme. These three rhyme, they summarize the 31 plane of existence, means this is samsara, the rhyme of existence. So if you don't have the Dhamma understanding, when you are born into the three rhymes, means you are within samsara, going through existence. And based on the four noble truths that the Buddha has proclaimed, the first noble truth of dukkha or suffering is everywhere. The prevalence of suffering. Suffering can be felt in every aspect of existence unless one has wisdom and understanding. That's why no matter where you are within the 31 plane of existence, or the three rhymes, the sensual rhyme, the form rhyme, and the formless rhyme, they are all within samsara. So, like the Buddha say, all of you should not linger, but should quickly escape from the three rhyme, because if you cannot liberate your mind from the three rhyme, means you don't have the basic Dhamma wisdom, understanding, to free. To develop the understanding, to understand life and to live life. So that aspect is what is emphasized. Then do not forget to return to your hometown, in inverted comma, means from where you originate, from that nature, the source. You should cultivate at once so that you may transcend the three rhyme, means transcend birth and death. Hurry, do not wait. The more you dilly-dally, the lower you will fall. If you get out of the burning house of the three rhyme, you can attain the three vehicles. The vehicles of the sound hearer, Savaka, the Pachika Buddhas, and the Bodhisattvas. Savaka cultivates the four noble truths, the four truths, and become awakened to it. That's why they are called sound hearer. They hear the essence of the Buddha's teaching, the four noble truths. These are noble truths that can make you noble ones or enlightened one. That's why they are very unique. And the Buddha turned it three times. There are four truths. Each truth he turned three times. Three times four is 12. That's why in the teaching is always called the 12 modes of the Four Noble Truths. And without this three turning, the three type of corresponding wisdom cannot arise. So when you turn it three times, following what the Buddha has realized, then it can give rise to the three type of corresponding wisdom. He called it the first turning wisdom, Sutamaya Panya, wisdom born of hearing the sutta. Then second turning, when you reflect, contemplate, and inquire deep into it to stabilize the understanding, you develop the second turning wisdom, which he called Chintamaya Panya. Then when you silence your mind, develop the inner awareness to meditate using your true mind, your silent mind, your pure awareness nature, using awareness-based meditation. You develop the third type of wisdom called Bhavana Maya Panya, wisdom born of the meditative training via the direct seeing, the direct insight into phenomena, awakening to the three universal characteristics of anicchang, dukkang, and anatta. So all this are taught in the teaching. So the Savaka, the Samahira, the first Vahika, they develop the three turning of the Four Noble Truths to awaken. And the second Vahika is the Pacheka Buddha or the Silent Buddha. So these Pacheka Buddhas, they awaken via the contemplative wisdom and meditative wisdom to realize the 12 link, Paticca Samuppada, the law of dependent origination. In Mahayana, they call it Yu Wei Fa, Yan Qi Yan Mie. They realize that the conditioned world has its own set of conditioned Dhamma, and everything within the conditioned world are conditioned Dhamma. Without causes and conditions, nothing arises. There's a yan qi yan mie. The Mandarin translation of the deep meaning of conditioned arising world is very beautiful. Everything manifests based on causes and conditions. There's a yan qi yan mie. When causes and conditions arise, phenomena arise. When causes and conditions cease, phenomena cease to be. When causes and conditions continue to sustain itself, phenomena continue to exist. But they are in a state of flux, evolving, moving. And these are nature's law within the conditioned world. That's why when Pacheka Buddha meditate and realize this, then they realize the universal characteristics of anicchang, dukkang, anatta, and they awaken. Then they know that there is no permanent unchanging entity, and you cannot grasp, cannot cling, and cannot hold. When you grasp and cling to the five kriya of form and mind, you suffer. That's why through that, when you see the dwelling, you see the Four Noble Truths. Is a direct understanding. Then finally is the third vehicle, which is the Bodhisattva way, the vehicle of the Bodhisattvas. This one you only take after you have gone through the sainthood way and the Pacheka Buddha's dwelling realization. And Bodhisattvas are unique beings, because they go beyond self-enlightenment, awakening. They explore all the possibility of enlightenment, cultivation. They cultivate very extensively beyond the normal sainthood way and the realization of the essential Dhamma to awaken. So here is mentioned, Savaka cultivate the Four Noble Truths and awaken when they hear the Buddha teaching the Dhamma. But nowadays you don't need to hear direct from the Buddha. because of technology, because of what the civilization has developed and evolved. You can hear this teaching from enlightened beings. That's why we have the Buddha Dhamma and the Sangha. The Sangha, the Aryan Sangha, the enlightened disciple of the Buddha. So they can be from these three vehicles, Savaka, Paccheka Buddha, or Bodhisattvas. Then Paccheka Buddhas are also called sages or saints, awakened by contemplating dependent origination. They see the flower bloom in the spring and the yellow leaf falls in the autumn. They contemplate the mind-right phenomena and the nature's natural process of growth and decay, rising and passing away. They realize the state of a Paccheka Buddha by cultivating the Dhamma of the dwelling, or what we call the Paticca-samuppada. Or there is another Pali word, the Buddha called it Itta-paccaya. If you are born during the time when the Buddha is in the world, they call this Paccheka Buddha sages that awaken by contemplating the Paticca-samuppada, or dwelling as taught by the Buddha. If born at a time when there is no Sammasambuddha in the world, they are called solitary sages or Paccheka Buddha. Solitary sages or silent Paccheka Buddha. These Paccheka Buddha usually live deep in the mountains or valleys. They have little contact with the outside world. They cultivate in solitude and attain realization, thereby becoming Paccheka Buddha. So this part I need to explain a bit, because in certain Theravada texts, they call Paccheka Buddha the silent Buddha. They say Paccheka Buddha cannot teach. What is your understanding? Can a Paccheka Buddha teach? Definitely he can teach. He's already enlightened. But he don't have a sasana like the Buddha. He's not a samasambuddha. Even the Aryas, they can teach. Based on their understanding, limited to what they understand. Where they are enlightened beings. That's why they are part of the Aryan Sangha. So, the word silent Buddha means they are most of the time alone. They cultivate in solitude. Means they don't really need Sammasambuddha to teach them, because they have their own way of realizing truth. Their own training to awaken. And when they awaken, they also can realize Nibbana. They can also free. But then they don't have the Supreme Vehicle teaching to take them further. But if throughout their life, when they cultivate, they encounter great beings or great beings' nature, or even bodhisattvas before they become Sammasambuddha, all this affinity and understanding can bring forth the way for them to go the Supreme Vehicle teaching, means the bodhisattva way. They can still find it. So it depends. But most of them will have the affinity, because you can become a Paccheka Buddha. You are actually not bad. Your roots are good. Okay, we go back to the sharing, the notes. After listening to so many sutras lecture, most of you probably know about the Buddha Vehicle. This is Xuanhua asking his own followers or disciple. However, it will do you no harm to listen to me explain it again. So Xuan Hua, create some humor there. Buddha is a Sanskrit word. When translated into Mandarin, means awakening. There are three kinds of awakening. Self-awakening, the practice of bringing others to awakening, and the perfection of awakening. And of all the practices. So the perfection of awakening and all the practices means you develop the doubly perfect one and become the doubly perfect one. Fu Zhu Hui Zhu means you develop the perfection of all wisdom and virtue. That's how the 10 perfection can be perfected. Those who are self-awakened are different from ordinary being. Ordinary being are unawakened and unaware. That's why the key word is they don't have mindfulness. They are not aware. They are lost in thought most of the time. The Buddha is not only self-awakened, achieving awakening for himself. He can also awaken others. Not only does he benefit himself, he can benefit others as well. He has perfected both self-awakening and the practice of bringing others to awakening, having perfected the three kinds of awakening and having accomplished the myriad kinds of virtue. He is therefore called the Sammasambuddha. The Buddha vehicle is different from the vehicle of the Savaka and the Pajikas and the Bodhisattvas. Therefore, the Dhamma lotus, the wonderful Dhamma lotus flower sutta say, there is only the one Buddha vehicle. There are no other vehicles. The three vehicles of the Savaka, Pajika, and the Bodhisattva that were taught previously are merely provisional Dhamma. The Buddha vehicle is the ultimate Dhamma, ultimate supreme vehicle teaching. Now in the Dhamma Flower Sutta or assembly, the Buddha sets aside the provisional to reveal the ultimate. He set aside previous provisional Dhamma or expedient Dhamma and present the ultimate Buddha Vahika. Then the next part of the sutta is on correlating the evidential turning. I now give you my pledge for this, and it shall never prove false. All you need to do is practice vigorously with earnest effort. The Tathagata uses this skillful means to persuade and lead all living beings. Okay, commentaries. Sakyamuni Buddha continued. He said, I now give you my pledge for this, and it shall never prove false. On my honor, I give my assurance regarding this matter. What matter? The matter of becoming a Sammasambuddha. I guarantee that if you cultivate according to the great supreme vehicle, Dhamma, you will become a Buddha. My words are the truth. There is not the least bit of deception in them. Then next part of the sutta says, all you need to do is to cultivate vigorously with earnest. He used effort. Actually, it should not be effort. You cultivate earnestly. You living being should just cultivate diligently without slacking off. Master your energy or virya to advance with vigor, which is virya, in cultivating the great supreme vehicle, Dhamma. The great supreme vehicle Dhamma unfolds the provisional to reveal the ultimate. But you must still cultivate diligently. If you are not diligent and vigorous in your cultivation, then although the great supreme vehicle is right before you, it will be of no benefits. It will be like talking about food or counting other people's money. There is a verse, all day long counting other people's money, but you haven't got even a penny yourself. Failing to practice the Dhamma is to make the same mistake. So this one is just like an analogy, is given. The other thing that you all need to understand is, go down a bit more. Okay. You see, here, when it mentioned that you must cultivate diligently, the great vehicle, supreme vehicle teaching, its meaning is very deep. Because according to Master Shen Hua, living being should all you need to do is practice vigorously with earnestness or sincerely. So here Shen Hua explained, he said, you living being should just cultivate diligently without slacking off. Master your energy to advance with vigor in cultivating the great supreme vehicle teaching. The great supreme vehicle teaching unfolds the provisional teachings to reveal the ultimate. This sentence, make a note. Because to encounter the supreme vehicle teaching is not easy. And you really have to go through the provisional teaching, the essential Dhamma, sainthood way, and the subsequent understanding of the extensive cultivation of a bodhisattvas, where they are interlinked. Without the basic provisional teaching, you cannot advance into the bodhisattva way's teaching. Yeah, it's not easy, really not easy. But once you have penetrated the first two vehicle teaching, especially the sound hearer, the three turning of the four noble truth, leading to the understanding of the dwelling, paticca samuppada, means the condition arising Dhamma teaching, means you not only realize the unconditioned, which is Nibbana, you must also realize the essential Dhamma teaching of the conditioned world. Because the conditioned world has its own condition arising Dhamma, its own sets of nature's law that governs life and existence. And there is such thing as life, existence, creation, manifestation, condition arising Dhamma, yan qi yan mie. So all this exists within the conditioned world. That's why you must penetrate them, understand them. Then you must also penetrate the basic sainthood ways teaching, leading to the realization of at least the sainthood way, Nibbana, in the here and the now, until Arahantaship and beyond, then proceeding on to the Bhikkhu Buddha's cultivation to realize the very powerful understanding of Yan Qi Yan Mie, means the condition arising Dhamma within the conditioned world. And once you penetrate all those, then you have the understanding of both the unconditioned and the conditioned world. Then you can understand life. Then you can live life. Then you can realize the ultimate aims of the Buddhist teaching. To realize true emptiness, leading to wonderful existence. That's why 真空妙有, the meaning is very deep. True emptiness is wonderful existence. And this one, you need to really penetrate both the conditioned and the unconditioned Dhamma teaching. Otherwise, you cannot understand life. You cannot develop the ability to have that understanding. Why, when you realize true emptiness, existence become wonderful, beautiful. So all this understanding are there in the teaching. But it's not easy. Even though I sent out for sharing today the one on 真空妙有, that story, they extracted it out from Manjushri Bodhisattva's teaching. So Manjushri Bodhisattva actually foremost in wisdom within the Mahayana tradition. That's why when he explained the teaching, he has the penetrative understanding. So when the prince initially developed the conditioned Dhamma understanding through penetrating the Diamond Sutta teaching, the four stanza, 一切有为法，如梦幻泡影，如露亦如电，应作如是观。He was full of joy. He thought he finally understood what life is all about. He saw empty nature of existence. Everything towards the end is empty, no reality. Everything is just condition arising Dhamma, depending on causes and conditions they arise. And when causes and conditions cease to be, it cease to be. That's why all this is yu wei fa. Then they are dreamlike, he say, zu mong, illusionary, huan, pao, bubble, like a bubble, arise, pop, gone. Then like a shadow, keep following and moving around, living being. Then all these condition arising phenomena, they are not what you think. Then when you have the awareness or mindfulness to see it clearly, it's like a morning dew and a lightning flash. And most of it is just split second is day and gone, split second is day and gone. That is the present moment reality. As real it can be, it's only within the moment. And it's so transient. How stable is the moment? Split second is day and gone. But certain phenomena take longer time to disappear. That's why he said it's like a morning dew and a lightning flash. Most of it is like a lightning flash. The morning dew one are those that sustain itself longer, where you cannot see very clearly the transient nature within all phenomena. So, like a morning dew means before the sunrise, the dew form. But when the sunrise, causes and condition can transform and evaporate the dew. Zu lu, lu is dew. It will be gone. Then, like a lightning flash, 应作如是观, means you have to contemplate it such. So the prince, when he awakened to this, he was so happy. Then he developed the idea, I call it idea, where it's not the penetrative perfect wisdom of the unconditioned and the conditioned Dhamma. He has penetrated the conditioned Dhamma. But he hasn't penetrated the unconditioned Dhamma. That's why he's still one-sided, cannot live life. So because of that, he went to Wen Su. Then Wen Su told him, that's what your thought tell you, your mind tell you, where you only develop one aspect of awakening, one aspect of emptiness, which is within the conditioned world. Yeah. But when you penetrate the unconditioned world's Dhamma and realize its profoundness, you will not have that type of thought or idea. Because Manjushri Bodhisattva explained to him the deeper aspect of existence. He said, everything is conditioned Dhamma, yes. But how did it manifest? From where did it manifest? It's from that source, that nature. From there it arises. Then to there it returns. So within the conditioned Dhamma, there is such thing as life, existence. But that transcript or that thing that I sent to you, it doesn't describe it so clearly. It only uses certain type of explanation, which is like more towards the explanation of the conditioned Dhamma. Conditioned Dhamma. Yeah. But it doesn't go into life, existence. That's why that part which I shared with you all earlier, within the conditioned world, not only there is conditioned Dhamma, there is duality. There is living being. There is life. There is existence. There is creation. That's why the four circle formation. You need to go through all those to develop all the extensive understanding. Otherwise, you cannot understand. That's why after that, Manjushri Bodhisattva told the prince, he said, it's not what you think. Within the conditioned world, you have to do your duty. Where there is such thing as the law of karma. The form and mind, although empty, not a permanent unchanging entity. Not you, but it is related to you. Where that one is subject to karma. That one is every segment of your coming. At that part all, within that story, they cannot explain that. They only use certain aspect of the Mahayana explanation of. Because the Mahayana use Mandarin words, which are very good. They are very beautiful. Yeah. And this way of explaining can give you some understanding of the meaning of life. That within life, there are things. There are existence. There are beautiful things, wonderful things that you can experience too. But if you perceive it as empty, not you, not real, not what you think, then there is one aspect of the duality. But when you understand both the conditioned Dhamma and the unconditioned Dhamma, then you can live life. You can understand life to its deepest core. Because without that, you cannot. To you, it's like everything is empty, not real, not what you think. But in reality, it is so much deeper than that. Because the conditioned world, like I say, has its own reality. Even though I say it's unreal. Form is unreal. Mind is unreal. Where they are dependent, originating, conditioned, arising. Mind, make the consciousness, the four circle formation. But all this, if you penetrate and awaken through the Bodhisattva way, when you cultivate, then you go deep into the nature. You understand that nature's manifestation, behavior, and possibility, that it evolved a completely new understanding. Yeah. That's why even if you have tried to translate the whole thing, which I don't think is easy because the Mandarin words are very different. But a lot of things are not shared inside there. That's why when you generate the thing, even using AI or what, it doesn't depict the real picture. Where I saw the one Sui An come out with, that one still cannot get the gist of it or the understanding of Zhen Kong Miao Yu. Because that Zhen Kong Miao Yu understanding is very deep, very, very deep and very penetrative. Okay, so that is the part I want you all to develop as understanding. So when you cultivate, make sure you develop the wisdom of both the conditioned world Dhamma and the unconditioned world Dhamma. Okay, now we continue a bit more. So Sui Mark there already. The great vehicle teachings or supreme vehicle teaching unfolds the provisional to reveal the ultimate. And this is a very powerful statement. If you have not cultivated both the conditioned and the unconditioned, you cannot get this type of understanding. That's why the supreme vehicle teaching unfolds the provisional first, the sainthood way, the Pajika Buddhas, Yan Qi Yan Mie, or Si Ying Yan Fa, to reveal finally the ultimate supreme vehicle teaching, the Bodhisattva way. This is very extensive. But the key word is you must cultivate diligently. You must strive on with heedfulness. Then we move on. I will continue. Okay. Consider the following phrase from the Surangama Sutta. Just as someone who only talk of food never gets food. Let's say you go to a restaurant and merely read the menu without ordering anything to eat, saying, "These are really good food. This is so delicious. That is even more delicious. And that tastes even better." If you discuss food all day without ever taking a bite, your stomach will still be empty. You cannot become full by talking about food. As another example, if you are an accountant, you may count several $1 million a day for your client, but at the end of the day, not a single dollar is yours. You are only counting other people's money. Not even a penny belongs to you. This is just Chen Hua's expression. Failing to practice the Dhamma is to make the same mistake. So this is to forewarn cultivate all the way. If you have an intellectual understanding of the great vehicle Dhamma teaching or supreme vehicle teaching, but you do not put it to practice or cultivate it accordingly, then you are making the same mistake as these people who count other people's money. You gain nothing for yourself. Maybe you don't go to any restaurant, but just sit at home, sigh. How good Italian bread and French bread is, especially with butter and cheese. Staying home and talking about bread does nothing for your stomach. It's just all talk and no action. So this one is Western society. They use Western analogy. If you want any result, you must put in the effort. Otherwise, you will not gain anything or attain nothing. You must cultivate with vigor. This word is correct, vigor. Virya. Wait, I check the short note. Short note 22. The full sentence spoken by Venerable Ananda is, "Today I realize that though I am learned, I might as well not have learned anything if I do not cultivate or practice." Just as someone who only takes who only talks about food never gets full. So Shen Hua translation 209. The Surangama Sutra and New Translation. Oh, okay, this one is the reference. Never mind, we go. We move on. Vigor of the body include bowing to the sutta, chanting the Buddha's name out loud, reciting sutta, meditating, and reciting mantras. In general, you must keep yourself occupied, because when the mind is idle, it becomes fidgety and starts having random thought. The mind is like a monkey. The monkey is always goofing off, running east and west, up and down the trees all day long, with never an ideal moment. Our mind are like monkey. They are also like wild horse. We have to give them some work so that they will settle down and stop having deluded thought. So this one depends on one's understanding. When you train the mind, the mundane mind, the heedless thinking mind, you have to have the understanding, like I said. So when they talk about the mundane mind is like a monkey, and is to me is more like heedlessly lost in thought, think a lot. And the reason behind is you lack the five spiritual faculty, nothing else. And because you lack the five spiritual faculty, your mental hindrance are there. That's why you cannot cultivate. That's why the four support for awareness-based meditation is to develop the spiritual faculty. When you have faith in the Buddha and his teaching, then it will drive you, virya will be there. Then you diligently cultivate sati. Sati means don't try to think. Don't arise the thought. Don't try to know. Don't try to do. Don't be deceived by thought-based meditation. Relax, maintain awareness, silent. Don't try to know. Then stabilize the awareness. Then when sati stabilizes, it becomes samadhi. Sati and samadhi together with the faith and the virya will drive you to develop all the wisdom and understanding. And this is how you cultivate. So you don't have to like those who don't understand, try to do one-pointedness, try to use method technique to actually anchor the mind and prevent the mind from being heedless. It's like you don't know the reason why your mind is heedless, do all those things, running around, verbalizing, chattering, stirring, reacting. All this arises because you lack spiritual faculties and you don't want to work on it. Instead, you use other skillful means to try to anchor it. I mean, it can be done, but that way take a long, long way. You detour and you have to work very hard on it. The Mayana has its way, but you have to do with understanding. That's why Shenhua started off by saying you have to do all the chanting, bowing, everything. Yeah? The daily mindfulness training. But these are their way, their tradition. So if you understand, it can also bring forth the way. But if you have the clear understanding, you can go in direct. You don't have to waste your time doing all those thought-based meditation that lead you astray for very long. Finally, when you realize you settle down, you realize you have actually wasted a lot of your precious time. That's why most people find it very difficult to develop the awakening. Most of them wait till very late, only they have a glimpse of what this thing is. Okay, I will read on. One must be vigorous, not only with the body, but with the mind as well. Vigor of the mind means you must always be mindful of the Buddha Dhamma. And this one is very important. The Buddha Dhamma has to be cultivated or put into practice. Mere talk is of no use. So Shen Hua say, he often said, words spoken wonderfully, words spoken well, if not put into practice, are not the path. This one is very true. If you only quote people, quote the Buddha, quote all the great teachers, but if you yourself have not developed the cultivation and the awakening, these are only words. Words are concept and idea, not the truth. The truth is not the word. The words are pointers that points toward the truth. It's like the finger pointing at the moon. To gaze at the moon, you have to gaze beyond the finger. The finger is like the Dhamma. All the Dhamma, all the words, it points towards the moon. But to realize the moon, to really see the moon, you must gaze beyond the finger, means beyond the Dhamma, the words. You must truly put them into practice or cultivation. Only then will you attain or realize the benefit. This require virya, vigor. Okay, I think we stop here. Okay. Now, second session, we get song to continue.
Brother Mr. Steele, Okamita, 晚上好。Brother, 其实我已经讲完了。
啊，讲完了。
没有，I mean, in terms of 那个 experience 是讲完了。
But 你那天没有时间去 elaborate on it.
对，
According to you, you only had to summarize. You only had time to summarize.
我想讲的就是一些关于这种关于那些 understanding part.
That one more important.
布达达玛的 part.
对对对。
然后再加上我今天早上我看了那个 video, 看了那个
真空庙有。
真空庙有。
文殊菩萨。
当我一听到了以后，我就跟以前我对这个真空妙有这个四个字，
对，
我不能够很完全的去了解，
对。
但是我今天早上我看了那个 video 了以后，我就能够跟他 connect with Birdio 你的 sharing,
对对对，
你的那些 Dharma 的这个 sharing, 我就能够整个的就明白掉。
It become like very clear to you, the whole big picture.
对，整个 picture。
他们呢 explain 到 try their very best, 还不能够 capture the whole gist of it, no?Actually, is to penetrate both the conditioned Dhamma and the unconditioned Dhamma and understand life to its actual core. Means to its actual understanding, means the core of life and existence. Means although existence in ultimate Dhamma or the unconditioned Dhamma is unreal.Not what you think, not a permanent unchanging entity, not you, not me, all this. But there is such thing as life, existence. You remember last time I used to explain and elaborate all this? Then duality exists within the conditioned world. And the conditioned world has a lot of beautiful existence, creation, manifestation, civilization, and a lot of what they call possibility, unending.That's why I say wisdom is unending within the conditioned world. Because causes and conditions can be very, very different. And during different era, different things manifest. Even civilization and whatever. That's why when you go through this type of cultivation, you see the big picture, which is so extensive and so different. Words cannot describe the thing. That's why when you penetrate both the conditioned Dhamma and the unconditioned, in fact, it's easier to penetrate the unconditioned Dhamma. Most people actually got that first. But to penetrate the conditioned Dhamma and to understand it to its core, you need the Bodhisattva way. Otherwise, you can't. there is no way. That's why after I went through that training, my nature understood this. That's why Maitreya 208, the nature came and request for this teaching to be taught, to be shared. That is the part. The five aggregate of form and mind may be impermanent, little suffering, non-self, empty, not what you think, but there is such thing as the human being, the five aggregate of form and mind, the life that it manifests. That's why there is such thing as existence, life. And within life, it has its own reality. The law of karma. That's why we have to do our duty. Then we can have the understanding to have the good life. Then we can keep on coming. Like this life, my nature come. Everything is like already set. So beautiful with the understanding. And all this understanding can arise when you are very young. That's why this line, at the age of 35, my nature connect. And I have the understanding. That's why I can live that aspect of life, which at this age is exactly double. 35, now 71. I just finished my 70. It's, I live 35 years as a normal being. Then I connect. Then I live the wonderful life of existence through the understanding for 35 over years. Now coming to 36. Yeah. There may be another 10 more years. I don't know. So these are the possibility. This is what nature within existence is capable of giving. That's why that aspect of life, living, although it may be moment to moment, not so real, not what you think, but there is such thing as life, understand, existence. I cannot deny that I have the causes and conditions to develop the understanding and experience all those moments, understand, within the last 35 over years. That I can look back, reflect back, and understand how all these are possible. And after 1989, when my nature connect, when I inherit the thing, I knew all these are possible. And these are not fairy tale. They are real possibility within existence, within life. That's why the condition Dhamma has its own beauty, wonders. Not only ao miao, there are some Mandarin words which are apukasi, yes. You cannot fathom it, apukasi. It can be like that one. It can be so penetrative and so wonderful. Really, every aspect of it is so wonderful and so beautiful, so meaningful. That's why life takes a turn and everything becomes so different. Very good. Continue.
在 unconditioned world 里面的 cultivation 那个空其实是它的本质、就是说那个等一下刚才 Bertie 你所讲的在 condition 里面其实那个 cultivation 会要更 extensive 如果是 compared to 这个 unconditioned 因为在 condition 里面它是一个 living 的一个是 live 的、因为有这个 form and mind 当这个 form and mind 来到了这个 condition world 里面 without the understanding 我们的那个 sakayatiti 一而啊会 conditions 我们的那个 mind arise
其实说
对、当一 arise 的时候这个 duality 就跟出来了、then 就the whole life or life after life 我们就一直在那边 right, wrong、就是、sensual desire hatred、like, dislike、所以我们就一直在每一个 moment 那个 thought 的那个那 的每个 moment 的 arising 就一直在这里 like dislike like dislike
stirring
对
reacting
它 become as a 那个 habitual tendency
对
哦，它也 form 了这一个 karmic 的那个 force 来推动这一个 thought 来推动这个 consciousness 一直往前走的 non stop 的一直去哦去轮回
轮回对
without
六道轮回
对 without
the wheel of birth and death
所以这一个它的 arising and passing 又 based on 你的这个 intention
对对、
所以那个 intention 又来manifest 就是来它 determine 你的这一个 consciousness 所以这整个的这个 condition world 里面的这个 Dharma 的 understanding 会更 complex 一定要去 cultivate跟住这个 Buddha Dharma 的这个 teaching 我们一定要去能够超越不是超越 actually 是 understand 当你 understand 了我们这个 mind 一直在不断的玩那个 reality 了以后
对
你就能够去 go beyond
真正的 live life
对
but the Dharma can be a living reality、otherwise 那个佛法You cannot manifest it and become a living reality. The word is living reality. You can live it. That's why that is where wonderful existence is. To be able to live that type of understanding so that you can be an embodiment of the Noble Eightfold Path quality to live life. That's why that Noble Eightfold Path If you cultivate it, it will lead to the end of all suffering. If you have that, when you come, you will never suffer. Life becomes beautiful, wonderful. Existence becomes meaningful. And this is how you actually develop the understanding. It doesn't mean that everything unreal, not what you think, then you just don't care. No, there is such thing as life, existence, perfection, and sanna.That's why the Bodhisattva vow, they complement the whole cultivation and they can give rise to such amazing possibility of life and existence. That's why you can continuously come and it is so rewarding. I use the word rewarding. It's worth coming and so beautiful, so meaningful. Then, like what song come to know,Within the conditioned world, all this, born of Sakkayaditi, they can manifest and trap living beings, cause suffering, affliction. And as long as you don't wake up to the provisional teaching of Sakkayaditi, to penetrate it, to go beyond and transcend Sakkayaditi, then you start to understand differently.That this form and mind is not a permanent unchanging entity, not you. That's why Sakyamuni, Buddha, underneath the Bodhi tree, when he realized this is not him, he got no more problem with old age, sickness and death. Remember? He left the palace because of that. He cannot understand birth, old age, sickness and death. But he thinks the form and mind is him. That realization is very profound. And through that realization,You develop clear understanding of life and existence. Then you know this one not me, but it's part of me. Understand not? Karmically conditioned out for my nature to come. To do what? As a vehicle and to live life. To cultivate. To experience all of the karmic or whatever. Even the virtue and all those things. That's why you can shape existenceand roam and develop all the wonderful existence that is possible and the amazing understanding that comes with all this cultivation and realization is truly wonderful. That's why all this becomes possible. That's why that meaning when you realize true emptiness life becomes wonderful. 真空妙有That one is very profound, very beautiful. So now, let's song continue. Huh? Sadhu.
在这个 condition world 里面，我们一定要很一定要很用功的用这个 form and mind 去 cultivate。
对，
其实我在听这个真空妙有的时候，我突然间有个 talk， 我就在想，迪瓦他们怎样 cultivate？ 迪瓦他们怎样 cultivate？ 因为他们没有这个 form。他们没有这个色身，把这个事过后我们再谈。所以我们人是因为我们有这个 form，
对，
我们这个 form 会 go through 这个
出生老病死，
对 ，first number two 的这个八种 reality， from 这八种的 reality 里面，让我们去 develop 那个understanding 那个 wisdom on 这个 form 哦。所以我们每一天一定要去 contemplate。好、等一下我现在越来越清楚不大给的这些 advice,
five daily contemplation,
five day, 你要去，我们每一天都要去 contemplate, 这是生老病死
until very, very clear.
所以这个 form 是让我们拿来去 contemplate, 这个 form 的这个 part,
对。
Then, 我们过后我们就要去second 的就是那个 dependent origination 了、那个就是mind 的那个 part，
对对
mind 会比较difficult a bit，
对，
等一下那个时候这个mindfulness 一定要很 stabilized 的去 去 cultivate 来去 penetrate 这个 second aspect 的这个 form and mind、这个 second aspect 的 form and mind 它只不过是一个 layers，
对，
它是一个 image 来的，
对对对、
它就在你的这个thought 这一边，它 exactly like 你看戏这样，它就每天的就在那边 manifest，
对对、
如果
create illusion for you to see、
to create illusion、如果我们不能够 that's why all this我们众生、如果没有 cultivate 的话，他们会给这一个 image、这个 second aspect 骗掉了、然后他们就去 manifest 出来，让它 manifest 出来变成这个 phenomena 了，就变成这个 phenomena world， 然后他就 lost inside 这个 phenomena world 里面、所以这个 duality 就一直我最近一直觉得这个 reality 这个 words 很 powerful， 它 powerful 在因为它 dilute 了我们每一个人，然后让我们每一个人每一天就在这里 like dislike sensual desire 跟那个 hatred， 就是那个 five hindrances 的那个 first 两个 hindrances，
对对，
这两个就败了我们生死的轮回，
对、
所以一定要去 cultivate 好、这些essential dharma 来让我们去 penetrate 这一个这一个 duality。但是过后我最近是觉得在这个 duality， 我们要 break 这个duality 的 the final， 他们最 powerful 的就是我们 be able to accept the reality。
Within the moment means no right, no wrong, no duality。Duality arises because living being through the mundane mind grabs, that is preference. Then you come up with words to divide, to create all the conflict, misunderstanding, the division. So all manifested by words, concept, idea. That's an ideology, concept. And all this come from memory, knowledge, views.Opinion, conditioning, belief system. All these are rubbish in the human brain because we tend to cling. We tend to associate ourselves with our own race, religion, nationality. And we embrace so much ideology, concept, tradition. And we believe in almost everything. That's why this is what binds.That's why knowledge binds, 所知障烦恼障 when you have fear, worry, anxiety, it's a coming obstruction. And all these are in the teaching. It's only through penetrating this teaching that you see how it links and create the condition world for living beings who don't have the Dhamma understanding to get themselves entangled, afflicted.And become miserable. That's why I use the word the four circle formation. I say the phenomenal world, it lures you, entices you, Because this one really create a lot of delusion within the living being. And this illusionary world is really illusionary. Not what you think. Nothing real inside that. As real it can be, is only the moment. And how transient is the present moment. Split second is there. And that is the only reality in life. No? So how real can life be? So you must first understand life and see the unreality of life. Then you can live life and transcend life. Otherwise you cannot live life. You cannot transcend life. You cannot see its unreality. Then you will be caught by it. Even the form and mind. The division, the duality, like Song came to know. All this, they continue to distract you, entice you, lure you, condition your mind to fight, to have conflict, to have jealousy, to have hatred, creating all the evil roots. Then when you don't understand, when you have problem, you develop fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow and lament. And all these are mind state. Created through delusion, sakayadity, ignorance. And the Dhamma are connected everywhere. That's why for those who see, they always see. Like the fifth patriarch say, this nature, once you penetrate, you will never forget it. It will always be with that form of mind. Yeah. Even in terms of war or whatever. That understanding is there, no need to remember. Because it is a type of wisdom that is connected to the awakening, the realization. That's why all this will unfold, manifest, and become amazingly wonderful. That's how true emptiness is wonderful existence can be manifested and become a living reality. And there are so much aspect to it, so much possibility to it, and it's really 不可思议, that word is correct, it's unfathomable, because it's really profound, really, really profound. Very good, so, sadhu, continue.
那个 video 里面有一个 part 就是讲到那个皇帝一直想要去出家，对对对，一直想要出家。 Then 文殊菩萨就跟他讲，活在当下， 就是 at the present。 其实我们的当下，其实如果我们要修行，我们一定要在我们的生活中，在当下里面去看到，去 aware 到我们这个 form and mind 每个 moment， 其实法就在你的在这个 form and mind 里面 manifest 的。我们要利用我们的当下这个 form and mind 来 cultivate，就是我们要看到那个烦恼，怎样把那个烦恼转成。 菩提，当我们一有 understanding 的时候，一能够 penetrate 的时候，这个烦恼就是一个菩提来的。对对对，actually，它其实它的升起是一个法来的。对，我们能够不能够去 penetrate 这个法？对，这个法就在日常生活上，在我们这个色身里面现出来。对，让我们去 penetrate， 但是就是 living beings， 因为 delusions， 因为 sakayatiti， 所以他不能够的去 penetrate， 要 penetrate， 一定要有 understanding， 一定要有 mindfulness， 然后我们才能够把这个烦恼转去菩提，当你能够 penetrate 这个 form and mind 的时候，这个生死也会转成是一个涅槃。你是 on the spot 你就已经是涅槃，on the spot 你就已经是解脱了。你不需要等到你死了以后你才解脱。你那个 moment the moment 你 understanding， 你就 free from 你的这个 sakayatiti 来 bind 你 ，free from 你的这一个 thought 来。 bind 你，一直在那个 second aspect 里面去流转。
对对对
，actually 只是很简单，
很简单，
你只是要去看到那个 那个 image 怎样的骗你，
对
就会醒来了的吧？
杀掉，杀掉，杀掉 ，because the key thing is to transcend all this delusion, which are mainly duality. So to transcend duality is to go beyond the manifestation of discriminative thinking, understand not?And to do that is very simple. There is no right and wrong. You can accept things for what they are or as they are based on your understanding of the phenomenal world. Your phenomenal world has its own sets of condition, law. Means within the condition world, there are nature's law that governs life and existence. So when you understand this law,Then you penetrate the delusion. Then you can transcend duality in the sense that you can see things as they are and accept the world for what they are. Condition like that, things will be like that. People are just the way they are. The world is the world. Everything is just the way it is. That wisdom is very important. That's why I realized you can just turn it around.From ignorance, it becomes wisdom. It's just that understanding that flip it over. The moment you understand that this duality is created by mind through delusion for us to grasp and cling, your like and dislike and all this habitual tendency come from your wrong view, your delusion, your sakyadity, your whatever mental hindrance,born of the three evils. And your mental hindrance arise because you lack the spiritual faculty. That's why you grasp sensual desire and ill will. These first two are mental hindrance. They hinder your mind from entering the meditative state. And yet, you continuously stir your mind, react to sensation. Why can't you straighten that view and transcend the duality?That always create this habitual thinking that conditions suffering. Wake up. Develop it until very stable, until it can become a living reality. Means what? To the first, second, and third turning wisdom. The direct seeing, the insight to awaken. Once you develop the wisdom, the unisok manasikara will manifest. Then at the moment of sense experience,You will not react, you will not stir. And this is how you transcend. That's why you have to cultivate the daily mind first, stabilize it, then develop the understanding. Then when you can see things as they are, without the words, without the concept, just like the Surangama Sutta, perception of form is consciousness. You know it's consciousness, because that form comes from your naming, your labeling, with your mundane thinking.Your knowledge, your tradition, your belief system. So all this condition the wrong view. And when you see this, then you start to understand. Why must I think that way? Why must I live life that way? When I have the wisdom to see things as they are, that's why it's non-perception, it's wisdom, understand?When I don't labor through words, concept, ideology, then I see things as they are. And that is wisdom, understand? My nature awakened. Then I don't have to go and reason and analyze and try to find a solution to my thought process. What for? That is analysis. That is the thought creating more and more what they call sankara activity.And that one cannot liberate the mind. But that is not Dhamma. Dhamma is beyond thought, beyond mind. That's why it's akaliko. And that akaliko is very important. Beyond thought means beyond psychological time, beyond your thinking. It's the pure awareness, the direct seeing, that see things as they are. When I see things as they are,That is the reality, suchness. No more duality. No more right and wrong. No more light and dislike. It's just the way it is. The world is the world. Condition of that, things will and have. Contemplate, reflect. transcend, develop the wisdom, then it become a part of you. And the more you listen to Dhamma after you have penetrated, the clearer the understanding is. That's why all this is what the Buddha meant by first turning, second turning, and third turning wisdom. So today sharing is very good. From here, you all will penetrate faster. Yeah, so, Sadhu, continue.
刚才 Brother 你在 share 的时候，我就发现到，今天我们在讲的是一个，就是给你看整个啊，整个底啦。
Yeah,
好，我们给你看整个啊 ，how to penetrate 这个三界的境地。这整个牌我们翻给你们看了
yeah,
啊，就是今天这整个暗示在就在今天晚上了。
哦
，concentrate 啊。Concentrate on 今天晚上的这个 understanding，
对，
然后去考虑
straighten your view，
对
，straighten，
对，你就能够翻牌了的，
翻牌
就能够翻牌。那么这个，OK， 这个是 acceptance， 不是就我最近一直觉得 acceptance 是一个很 powerful 的一个 understanding，but be able to accept 一定要。去 understand， 比如就你的这一些啊 ，like the world is the world，
啊 ，people
just are just the way they are， 你觉得 people do the little thing， 哦
，selfish people do selfish thing，
这一些都是很 important 的这个 point， 这个 point 就是能够 lead 我们去那个 final 的 accept，
对，
如果我们在 daily 里面，我们在每一天。只要有所有的事情 encounter， 当我们 encounter 所有的事情的时候，我们一有不送的时候，
就惨了。
就你就知道，你就知道你没有 acceptance 了。
对对。
那你就要回去去做 second turning。
对。
所以上个拜 Abirdu 的那个我们的这个啊妙法莲华里面，昨天你是在讲到那个。Understanding 就是 second turning， 就是 contemplations 来的这一个 part 一定要去做，一定要我们一定要每一天的把我们自己跟这个 Buddha Dharma 的这个 understanding 好，一直去 contemplate， 让我们的让这个 understanding 慢慢的进入了你的这个 mind 里面，它会慢慢的 stabilize，
then you assimilate into your nature，
然后它就变成 Yoniso Manasikara， 它会自动的跑出来，对。它会自动的出来，当它慢慢的在 stabilize 了以后，你会在 daily， 你会 auto 的哈，你会自动的。The moment 你一看到所有的事情，它是 connect to Dharma 的，它是直接去 connect to Dharma 的，你不会被 stir 了，
不会给它偏弃了。
对，所以这一些动作，这一些 cultivation 一定要去做。这个 second turning 的这个 contemplation
很重要，
是 very important 的一个 station 来的，它是 assimilate 这个 understanding 进你的、
nature，
你的 nature，让它 stabilize。
对，
所以最好的这个来衡量来衡量你自己在。这个 Buddha Dharma 里面的那个 progress， 就是看你有没有每一天在那个 Bo Song 里面。
对对 对， 对、
你越多的 Bo Song，
下功夫。
对，你越多的 Bo Song， 就是代表越多的 delusion， 越多的 Sakaya Ditti。所以你每就那个我们的那个 habit， 就等于是每一天需要在玩 like dislike like dislike， just a little thing， little little thing 哈，你就 Bo Song。
不要了，
哦。Like, what's the life?
Easily irritable, 那个是玩痛苦的游戏。That is not life,
所以如果是这样子的话 ，so easy to like disturb
me。
我只要来轻轻的按一个 button， 你就放松，然后我就 go home 了。然后你就在那边 burn for one day, two day， 有一些说 burn for whole life, I not forget you。你说你是 whole life， 然后
that's why the grasping。The delusion, when they manifest, they can be very severe. But the hatred, the anger, the jealousy, the wrong view that you carry, these are very, very powerful defilements that can never be rooted out unless you develop the wisdom to accept things as they are, to see things as they are, to understand the conditioned world for what they are. Conditioned like that, things will be like that. cannot be otherwise. That is the reality. That is the truth. You have to accept whether you song or song, that is the reality. If you cannot understand that, you sure bang your head against the wall. You get yourself afflicted, entangled. You cannot come out of it. But that is the reality. It's not about your view, your whatever understanding. Well, that is individual's view of reality. Truth is not your truth, not my truth. Always understand that. The reality within the moment when all the causes and conditions are set, that is the only reality. And that is truth. That's why reality is truth. Pointing towards the way things are, that reality. And that is truth. And to see things as they are is to see truth within nature, within the condition as it is. There is no such thing. That's why they use the word what is. What is the reality. That's why you cannot argue with what is. You cannot fight or challenge the reality. The reality is suchness. Ta-ta-ta. The way things are. And all this, when you contemplate, reflect, they become very clear that it was stabilized within you. That you can, like, initially laugh at it, smile away, but you know no reality. This is deluded people's thinking, heedless people's thinking. The enlightened Arya, they don't think like that. They will not stir and react like that. No. The reality is so different from what the world is. That's why the world within the conditioned world, they have their conditioned reality. They have their duality, their manifestation, their avijja paccaya sankhara move very fast and non-stop. That's why sankhara activity, mundane thinking, mind is a forerunner of all things, mind is chi. When mind arise, all things arise. That one, contemplate into it. Reflect into it. In fact, that one is very penetrative. When you know mind is the forerunner of all things, mind is chi. When mind arise, all things arise. Like my teacher say, Ajayantra, we choose to take care of mind. But that one is very important, understand? You don't take care of mind, you cannot take care of karma. Take care of mind means what? Straighten your views. Understand? Root out sakkayatiti. Root out avijja. And how to straighten? The Buddha's teaching is very clear. Learn to see things as they are. Silence your mind. Develop penetrative understanding through the silent mind. Awaken. Contemplate. Reflect. Constantly listen to the true Dhamma. Develop all the understanding. Rather than wasting your time doing all those heedless things. No point. Once you put in sufficient faith, sincerity, and perseverance, diligently you cultivate, you awaken within that short period, the future life all taken care of, understand? So see this clearly, then do not waste any more of your life. Means, diligently strive on with heedfulness to awaken. Once you set this already, then the rest, you can take your time, understand? We have all your future taken care of already. But get this right. Cultivate. Develop it. So that it become a part of you. Then put it into your vow. Then carry it. Then once you have planted it deep inside, it will be activated, life after life. And this is the golden window of opportunity that can give you that type of understanding to take care of all your future coming, not only this life, all of the endless, limitless form and mind coming. With this understanding, you will progress and continue to become wonderful. Every life, every existence is wonderful existence through that understanding and that profound, what we call penetrative understanding. Then you can develop the understanding to live life to the fullest. And it becomes a living Dhamma, which is very wonderful, amazingly beautiful, wonderful, and rewarding, penetrative. Very good. So, I can continue another 5 minutes.
Okay. 那个 video 最后也是有讲到啊，佛在哪里？
对对对对，
其实佛就在我们的心中。
心头，
我们每一个人的 nature
是和有佛性，
都是有佛性。自性本质清净，
对对对，
自性本质圆
度
和自性本质。啊，具足！
呀呀呀！
我们的每一个人的自信都是圆满，都是清净的。
呀，
只是在这个生死轮回的这个过程中，我们已经迷失了自己，让这一个这个萨嘎亚提提啊盖
盖
了 ，take over 了，盖住。它其实就很像那个乌云这样，它只是这样轻轻的 cover 住我们的这个自信，我们的本身的这个佛性。所以这个 cultivation 就是要让我们怎样去 remove 掉这一片哦，这一个 sakaya titi 就是这一个乌云哦，这一片 sakaya titi 要讲 take over， 只有 Buddha Dharma 哦，只有 Buddha Dharma 才能够帮我们。所以我们每一个人一定要 cultivate， 尤其现在我们能够身为在这个萨萨那身为人，能够听到佛法，而且还能够 cultivate， 我们一定要下功夫。
是的，是的。
如果我们真正下功夫，其实当你真的是决定下功夫的时候，你的那个 determination 是一个 virtue 来的。
对对对。
然后我们每一天在 cultivate 的时候，你会很 sincere 的，你会很有 faith，然后你会 perseverant 的，就一直每一天在 repeating 在做同样的动作，你不要给那个 top 偏掉，哎呀那个 top 一直会来跟你讲，一直会来 delude， 但你 continuous 的perseverance 的 consistent 的一直去做，你的我们的这一个determination， 我们的这一个 wish 我们的这一个你要的这一个东西，它能够 move 这个 nature，
对，
然后 condition 就会 unfold 出来，
是
然后那个 dharma 就会现出来的，它这个 dharma 现出来是 based on 我们的这个 faith， 我们有几多的 determination， 然后去 cultivate。The more 你 determines， the more 我们有 cultivate 的话，那个道路就会现出来。所以真的是我走了这么多年，刚开始我了解很多人，刚开始的时候，一直说don't know how to 一直觉得一直自己没有 progress， 但是做回最基本的动作like for example like mindfulness， 尤其现在很多的 new kayamita like brother Wong 和sister Waimans 跟 brother Waichans 他们的这种刚开始这样的 cultivate 那个 mindfulness 的那种 sharing， 我们要去好好的去听很多的 basic 的东西，我们一些旧生都会忘记了，我们一直每天听那个 four circle， 哇觉得哇一来就进 four circle， 一来就进到你的 heart 那一边，那个是要有一点功夫才能够下去的把 basic 的 foundation 做好它。
对。
每一天只要做 basic 的东西 ,step by step 的话，这个道路会慢慢的现出来的。它这个 dharma 不是你要，它是你只是每一天的 perseverant 的在 cultivate 的话，它会现出来让你去看到。这就是我今天我要做的一个 sharing。
Sadhu.Very good, Sadhu. Today one must listen to you. Yeah, it's very useful. Yeah. Okay, we have to end. I have to reply to Kumoy. Okay. We will share merits. Akasata cha bumata Devanaga Mahindika Punyang Tang Anuvoditva Chirang Rakantu Loka Sasana Itta Vata Chamehi Sampadan Punya Sampadan Sabbe Deva Anumudantu Sabba Sampati Siddhya Idang Menya Tinang Hotu Sukita Hontunyatayo Idang Menya Tinang Hotu Sukita Hontunyatayo Idang Menya Tinang Hotu Sukita Hontunyatayo Devo Asatukalena Sasa Sampati Hetuca Vito Bhavatu Lokoca Raja Bhavatu Dhammiko Imina Punyang Kamina Mame Bhava Samagamo Sattang Samagamo Hotu Yava Nivana Patiya Sadhu Sadhu Sadhu. Okay, you all can now pay respect mindfully to Lord Buddha, Kunyin Bodhisattva and other worthy one. Then we end. Rejoice, Sadhu.